We have become a godless nation. It is insufficient to address the moral decay that is like a fatal cancer eating away at the fabric of our nation. It's not only fiscal policy and political ideology that are bringing our downfall. It's sin and rebellion against God, against the law of God, and against the will of God that is bringing the world to the brink of annihilation. We have lived in the very best of times. Our open society has allowed us life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness with freedoms of religion and speech as free men in a free nation. But as many of you have noticed, the national blessings that we once so freely benefited from have begun to erode terribly and rapidly. What is happening to our great nation? We're witnessing America's last days. If this nation does not return to the Creator God soon, every good standard defining the attributes of America will cease to exist. They will collapse. They will be gone. Without God, no nation can stand. All who believe in good morals will agree that America is in a horrendous moral degeneration. And as a result of this degeneration, we will face incredible challenges in the immediate future. Only a complete reversal of our headlong plunge into godlessness can save us now. We've come too far in establishing anti-family laws that are against marriage and detrimental to children. We have death taxes that steal family inheritance. What, may I ask, is done in accordance with God's wishes for a peaceful and productive nation today? There is good news ahead, and that's the gospel truth. Because when this quagmire collapses, falls in on itself, Jesus Christ is going to return, and a new nation and a new world tomorrow will be the result. There is a new world coming. It is a world that is vastly different from the world that we see around us today. And thank God for that. It's going to be a world so different from what we see about us today that we would not even recognize it if it were shown to us. And my friends, that's the gospel truth. Unfortunately, this world of ours today has rejected the course of action that would produce all the good things of life, the things that make life worth living. There are forces at work to destroy vibrant and productive societies. Take a look at our deteriorating society around us. Every major societal function is in imminent danger of breakdown and failure, whether it's government, education, military, health, agriculture, finance, religion, any function that you can think of, they are all, every one of them is in imminent danger of collapse. Why is this happening? The prophecies of the Bible speak of plagues and tribulation and woes. Those are serious warnings from God to this modern nation. The United States' increasing rejection of God puts us directly on the same path of socialism that we see across the ocean in Europe. We've seen over and over that socialism is a plague that draws the life's blood out of a people and their economy and dooms their country. Socialism is a system whereby increasingly more and more people live at the expense of the few. What happens? The system always stagnates and dies. Europe's paganism and secularism, its turn away from God, away from Christianity, has led to Europe's moral and economic decline, and it is going to crash. There will be war. You mark my words. Europe has sunk into the moral depravity of socialism to a greater depth than we Americans have for the simple reason that they have gotten a head start on us. For most Europeans, government represents the highest form of authority in their lives. They do not know our Father, God, who gives us all good things. In their myopic perspective, their nearsighted view, socialistic governments can only come up with one answer to every problem, and that is increase the tax burden on the people. That's destructive. That's doomed to failure. It is very difficult to have a moral culture when you've divorced yourself from any higher power. In terms of whether or not there's a higher power, God, who will provide ultimate justice, and what that higher power has to say about the dignity of every human person and their incredible human potential. When you do not believe in God, in His plan for mankind's future, there's only one answer. You selfishly serve your own interest. And what happens when you do that? Your country reverts to a third world status or collapses completely. A government that panders to a class of people that believes that they must yield their freedoms for security. And yet, we have a political establishment that strives to maintain that miserable scenario for their own agenda. Special interest groups rely on their own leverage with politicians to lay the burden on the shoulders of others. That's wrong. The Bible calls it stealing. Thou shalt not steal. We're not speaking of those unfortunate people who are truly disabled in some way through no fault of their own. They deserve to be taken care of. The problem lies with those who want something for nothing. It is true that government manipulation is causing a great deal of the problem. A major concern is that there are so many financial and market forces that are completely out of control. Do you think that modern-day countries cannot collapse? Is it possible that there will be no more war between major powers? Do you think that somehow sustainable funding will materialize out of thin air and bail out the banks and the unions and everyone's pensions and all the state's debt while continuing to fund Social Security and national health care and all the entitlement groups? Some of the major problems in Europe are being caused because there are some that want to receive a check and want somebody else to work and fund it for them. That doesn't fly. That's not going to go anywhere. That's going to lead to a crisis, and soon. Are we so foolish that we can't see what God has given us in our great nation today? God promised in the Bible that He would make us high above all the nations. That's the truth. It's in your Bible. We can show you exactly where it is. This is the gospel truth. It shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all of His commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. God has done that. He's done it with Great Britain, and He's done it with America. And all these things shall come on you, these great nations, and overtake you if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. You shall be blessed in the city. You shall be blessed in the field. You'll be blessed with the fruit of your body and the ground and the cattle and the flocks and the sheep. And that's the way we have been blessed. The Bible goes on to say that when your enemies rise up, they shall be smitten. That's our history. The Lord shall open unto you His good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain into your land in its season, and bless the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. Wow, has that changed? Here we are, greatest debtor nations ever. Why? Because of our rejection of God. In the beginning, we were the head and not the tail. Why is that being reversed? Unlike our present leadership in Washington, D.C., our history records how our founding fathers looked to divine guidance and principle for direction. History records how acutely successful that national experiment proved to be. Our national government has served us well, in spite of its flaws. People said, God bless America. There's never been a nation so great and so richly endowed with the blessings of heaven. God intended to make us the enviable example to all the world as long as we collectively looked to Him as the Almighty God, the Sustainer, and the Giver of blessings. God gave us the nation-building set of laws, statutes, and judgments that we needed to succeed in this new land. He said these words in the Bible long before Britain or America existed. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land, whether you go to possess it. God knew we were coming here. He knew these blessings would come. This recognition of godly law was a given gift of God. When our founding fathers wrote, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, established in justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." Our founding fathers invoked God's name. They looked to God. They prayed for guidance. They stood up. They sought His blessings. And why did they do that? Because God says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all the nations, all the world, which shall hear of these statutes and say, surely This great nation is a wise and understanding people. The entire world envies the United States. Why then today does our president and our Congress lack the character to take a stand? Why is the administration ashamed of our national prominence? I'll tell you what you don't see. You do not see hordes of immigrants fleeing to Cuba or to Mexico or to Haiti or to Russia or to China or to India or to Peru, you name it. Why do they flee to the United States of America? It's because the world knows. Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This nation is great. It's giving. It's blessed. But God also said that he would set up the basest of men. That means the lowest of the low. And that is what we have been given. Not men who will stand fast in the Lord, but men who reject the Lord. That's what we've been given. The tide has turned. The sun is setting. Storm clouds are gathering. Have you ever asked yourself why a large nation like Mexico, with its industrious people, its diverse and continental population, its rich natural resources, mountains, coastlines, favorable climate, why Mexico cannot rise to prominence? Nothing's holding them back. Or is there something missing? Is there a failure of the leadership to take a stand, to stand up and be counted? It takes God's direct intervention, his laws, his statutes, his judgment, and a people that will stand up and follow them to receive God's blessings and make a nation great. The Gentiles of this earth believe, like they've always believed, that you become great by taking from others, stealing, lying, cheating. That leads to war, it leads to world war, and it leads to the end. Corruption is the order of the day. They do not understand law. They do not understand legally binding contracts. They believe in bribery, greasing the palm. They do not believe in the rule of law. Third world-minded dictators do not understand civil rights, godly rights, nor law and order. Today, because of an overt rejection of God's law, the United States of America is fast becoming a bribery-based, corrupt third world country, joining with the others. Not standing up, but standing down. America will quickly learn the lesson that without God's law and intervention and blessing, nothing will work out as it should. Right now, we see over-leveraged investment houses failing, coming and going. We have reached the point where ordinary citizens cannot bear the expense of the many entitlement groups. The economy is precipitously shrinking, and that's often a prelude to war. This country, as we have known it, is rapidly disappearing. The United States has been extremely prosperous, but our wealth now is rapidly being squandered. God promised Abraham in the Bible, "In blessing you, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply your children as the stars of heaven, the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of your enemies." We, my friends, have been the recipients of those vast blessings of wealth, population, and power. We did not produce this great nation by our wisdom. We didn't put the resources here. God put us here. We need to understand, we need to believe that without God's hand, we would be exactly like Ethiopia or Somalia or Mexico. It's only by God's hand that England rose to prominence and that America rose to power. It's sin and rebellion against God, against the law of God, and against the will of God that is bringing the world to the brink of annihilation. Only a complete reversal of our headlong plunge into godlessness can save us now. We've come too far in establishing anti-family laws that are against marriage and detrimental to children. We have death taxes that steal family inheritance. Homosexuality and abortion rob us of our future. What, may I ask, is done in accordance with God's wishes for a peaceful and productive nation today? We have become a godless nation. There is good news ahead, and that's the gospel truth. Because when this quagmire collapses, falls in on itself, Jesus Christ is going to return, and a new nation and a new world tomorrow will be the result.